I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump and Harris hit the campaign trail. We have the story.
Child's body found buried in a backyard in Rose Hill. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Court documents reveal the cause of death for two Southwest Kansas women. I'm Dan O'Neill.
KNSS breaking news. Machinists said Boeing voted to go on strike Thursday, rejecting a contract proposed by the company to raise pay by 25% over 4 years. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers demanded a 40% pay raise over 3 years to make up for 16 years of stagnant wages. Boeing responded to the vote saying that they're ready to negotiate a new agreement.
Former President Trump hit the campaign trail in Tucson, Arizona, delivering remarks in his first rally since the ABC presidential debate. The former president vows to reduce taxes.
To get even more relief to American workers, I will massively cut taxes for working families, and we will have no taxes on tips, no taxes on Social Security benefits.
A CNN poll finds 63% of those surveyed believe that Vice President Harris won the debate, versus 37% who say the same for Trump.
Vice President Kamala Harris hit the campaign trail again for the first time since debating former President Trump, visiting two cities in North Carolina.
Vice President Harris told the packed Greensboro Coliseum, which seats 22,000 people, about her economic plan first, praising small business owners, promising them tax breaks.
You are part of the fabric of our communities, and you, like Ms. Shelton, are the backbone of America's economy.
She opened her rally by telling the crowd she wanted a second debate, and later in her speech mocked former President Trump over his answer about how he'd replace the Affordable Care Act.
You remember, he has, quote, concepts of a plan.
She said a Harris administration would fight for freedom, specifically on abortion, but also an assault weapons ban. In Greensboro, North Carolina, Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police are looking for a driver following a fatal hit-and-run crash Wednesday night. A bicyclist was killed in South Wichita near 47 South and Seneca. Witnesses telling police a silver truck was traveling westbound when it crashed into the bicyclist and then left the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111.
A child's body has been found buried in a backyard in Rose Hill. Police Chief Taylor Perlier said the identity of the child is unknown. The remains appear to have been buried at the site for some time, possibly for years.
We have suspicions, but until the autopsy comes back based on the state of decomposition, there was not an immediate identifiable way to identify the individual.
Police say the body is not connected to a known missing persons case, but they are investigating people of interest.
Court documents revealing the grisly causes of death for two Kansas women who were killed in Oklahoma.
The documents filed by the Texas County District Attorney show that 27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Julian Kelly were both fatally stabbed. The document says Paul Grice stabbed Butler to death while Tad Collum killed Kelly. The women's bodies were then placed in a freezer and buried. It also alleges that Collum placed his clothing in the freezer with the bodies and that his and Kelly's DNA were also found on the clothing. All of the defendants will be in court next Wednesday, where a judge will decide if their preliminary hearings will be held together or separately. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
At Kansas City Chiefs football coming up on Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
And we found the country's most expensive martini.
Oh, here's to you.
That story and more with Olives coming up on the KNSS Morning News.
Shaken, not stirred.
KNSS News time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. The death toll from a devastating typhoon and its aftermath in Vietnam has risen to 233. State media reporting the increased numbers as rescue workers recovered more bodies from areas hit by landslides and flash floods. Across Vietnam, a total of 103 people are still listed as missing, and more than 800 have been injured.
NATO's military leaders meeting today. What do they hope to accomplish?
The American representative at this two-day summit is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles Q. Brown. He and NATO's other top military officers are in the Czech Republic. It's their job to put into action decisions made by politicians. Right now, that means ensuring Ukraine gets the support that's been promised and its soldiers get the training they need. NATO is also trying to make friends outside the alliance. It's developing ties with the likes of South Korea this week, seen as crucial given Russia's ever-closer bond with China. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
New York City's council approving a pair of slavery reparation bills.
One of the bill's co-sponsors, Councilwoman Crystal Hudson, telling Fox News Digital it represents a significant step for New York City and that the harm slavery caused Black Americans continues to be felt today. The legislation establishes a truth, healing, and reconciliation process on slavery and a task force. Minority Leader Joseph Borelli voting against the measures, telling the New York Post, "I'll move before I pay." Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Chicago, with the dubious distinction of having the country's most expensive martini.
Is money burning a hole in your pocket? You may want to get yourself a fancy new cocktail being served up in Chicago that'll set you back thousands. Adelina, a restaurant serving Italian cuisine to patrons in the Windy City, taking the wraps off the expensive martini. $13,000 will get you the special drink that includes an exclusive piece of diamond jewelry, 9-carat diamond tennis necklace with 150 diamonds set in 14-carat gold. Oh, and the drink itself isn't your typical martini. Instead of traditional spirits like gin or vodka, it uses mezcal and a rare one made from Mexico of green agave. Cheers. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
What, no olives? Man. 7:11 now, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Stephen Ted.
And right now in traffic, those traffic volumes are picking up and things are starting to look a little heavier in traffic out there on the highways at the moment. We also have some really heavy traffic. You can see it on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. And that is on Kellogg, especially eastbound over by West Street between there and Meridian. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. Happy Friday to you guys. Hey. How you guys doing?
It's Friday the 13th, Mr. Lucky. Oh.
Well, Ted has to take back that yay then. We can't say
yay. I will not. I will not. I'm still happy.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm happy, too, as long as by the time we get out of work, you know, Jason isn't waiting for us or, you know, at least somebody in a hockey mask.
Jason.
So we'll be able to make it through the Friday the 13th just fine. I don't see anything, scary about our forecast, especially when it comes to anybody maybe heading up to Hutchinson. You know, the Kansas State Fair, fairgrounds have been busy since this time last week. And that just means that we only have a few days left, right? So for those of you who haven't been able to indulge in some fair rides, some fair foods, it does look like our weather should hold up for this upcoming weekend. As long as you can deal with a warm breeze, weather worry is likely going to be at a minimum. So for the day ahead, anywhere from mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, high of 89 degrees with a southeast breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. That breeze is going to back off just a little bit during the night. As we dip down to a low of 63, back up to a high of 90, with that breeze picking back up to 10 to 20 again, only a 10% chance of seeing a shower or storm between Saturday and Sunday. So we do have a much better chance of staying dry. And that's why I mentioned, for the most part, it does look like our weather should hold up for, especially for any fairgoers, or really anybody that plans on doing anything outdoors this weekend. Still just, you know, kind of keep an eye to the skies. It may not be completely dry out there. Back up to a high of 91 on Sunday, though. So safe to say, between today and Sunday, our highs across the area are going to be right around that that 90-degree mark. Still going to be pretty warm out there. Also into the start of next week, 90 degrees for a high on Monday. This is also when our rain and thunderstorm chance is going to start to go up. 20% chance on Monday, up to 30% on Tuesday with a high of 89, and another 20% chance of showers and storms Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. Keeping things dry on Thursday for now, but we may need to throw in a chance of rain for that day too. So when it comes to just that entire outlook, pretty dry this weekend, staying warm, more active next week with showers and storms around at times, especially evenings, overnights with a few leftover showers during our mornings. And still staying warm, upper 80s to low 90s next week, too. Right now, we're at 60 degrees, though. Very little cloud cover. Most of the clouds off to our east, associated with remnants from Francine. And winds are light out of the southeast right now at 3 miles an hour.
But you've had some great weather for that fair this year. No doubt about it.
That's right. And even though it's been pretty dry, still something to be thankful for. With, a lot of the traffic coming in and out of Hutch.
All right. Well, good luck. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams on Friday the 13th when Steve and Ted, and yesterday's high was 88 degrees, normal high 85. This is the 13th of September, Friday the 13th, and on this date in 1988, Gilbert the Great, a huge Category 5 hurricane, barreled across the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico with sustained winds that reached an incredible 185 miles per hour. Still, the second most intense hurricane ever observed in the Atlantic Basin, exceeded only by Hurricane Wilma in 2005. So, Gilbert the Great. And on this date in 1948, Republican Margaret Chase Smith of Maine was elected to the U.S. Senate. She became the first woman to serve in both houses of Congress. From Maine. That was 1948. Now, it was something else in those days, frankly. And we have a big birthday today.
I can't think that there's that many people that have ever held that distinction.
Not many.
No.
Not many. I think Bob Dole did.
I'm talking about women.
Women.
You mentioned women.
Man. Gosh, okay. And not too many men either, I guess. Let's see here. We have, I've got a birthday I want to share. It's did you notice my new glasses? These are not new. The lenses are glued.
Okay.
But I got a change.
I did not notice you had new lenses.
These are new lenses, but not – these are my old rims. These are my computer glasses. I can see everything. Yesterday, I couldn't see.
Oh, well, that's because
I got bifocals.
News.
I had bifocals on my old
rims.
I got my new glasses. Excuse me. And I can actually see what I'm reading.
Yeah, and you don't have that neck pain anymore from moving your head up and down.
I was doing this like that all day yesterday and the day before. All right. So I'm very happy and thankful for that.
Good.
Birthday today.
Yes.
Jacqueline Bisset.
Hey now.
Is 80 years old today.
Wow. 80.
You may remember her
Jackie
in the
Bisset.
Deep.
Oh, yeah.
She was in Airport.
Yeah.
And she was in Bullet.
Yeah.
No.
Two for the Road, I think.
Yeah. She was in Bullet, and this is back in, 68, late 68, 69.
Yep.
And Bullet is Steve McQueen. He's driving this Mustang in a big chase and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I watch that, and I'm riveted by all this, and I get a look at Jacqueline Bisset, and you know what I thought, Ted? I got to get me a Mustang.
Well. She was happening, baby.
She was happening. And she wore her hair in one scene that I thought was really cool. She had a lot of beautiful hair. She had this great big bow right in the back.
Ooh, I like that.
And for some reason, I just thought that was the most attractive thing.
Oh, I'm right with you.
Jacqueline Bisset, 80 years old today.
Oh, bless her heart.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS 717. And time for a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, we got Chiefs football on Sunday. Second game of the season for the Chiefs. You get another home game, Arrowhead Stadium. Another conference rival. This time it's the Cincinnati Bengals, who did lose on opening week. Chiefs did not lose. They're a 1-0. Got Chiefs and the Bengals. This is expected to be the highest scoring game in the NFL this week. And the Chiefs are a 5.5-point favorite. Home turf at Arrowhead. Of course, the Bengals head coach is Zach Taylor, former quarterback at Butler Community College. The Bengals and the Chiefs have an interesting recent history. The Chiefs did beat the Bengals last year on New Year's Eve. And before that, they played in the AFC Championship game in the previous season, which the Chiefs won.
So, yeah.
Interesting history between these two of late. There you go. Chiefs and the Bengals. Mitch Holtis will have live coverage of Chiefs football at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 3:25 p.m. Sunday right here on your Wichita radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And?
And?
An hour from now?
Yeah, less than an hour from now, we'll have our live Friday morning visit with Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, previewing the game and somehow finding a tie-in to Shocker football.
Yeah.
Our Eddie Plapa update with Mitch. Once again, that'll be at about 8:12 this morning, so make sure you're tuned in less than an hour from now for that. Always great radio. All right, let's go over to college football. And we have both Kansas State and Kansas playing tonight, both home games and both non-conference finales for both schools. All right, we start out in Manhattan tonight. 14th-ranked Kansas State hosting 18th-ranked Arizona. Both teams are 2-0 on the season. Wildcats versus Wildcats. K-State has only beaten Arizona one time ever in seven meetings. But all seven of those games were in Tucson. This is the first time Arizona's ever come to Manhattan. Live coverage of K-State football, 5 p.m. tonight. Game will kick off at 7 o'clock this evening in Manhattan, right here on your Wichita, not right here, but over on KFH, your Wichita radio home of the Kansas State Wildcats, 97.5 and 1240 KFH tonight for K-State football. Home game for KU tonight, also on a Friday. KU hosting UNLV. The Running Rebels come in with a record of 2-0. KU will be wearing black uniforms tonight. 6 o'clock kickoff at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas, as KU plays its last game there, as Memorial Stadium is under construction, of course, this season. Nationally televised tonight on ESPN for the Jayhawks. You might remember these teams just met last year at the end of last season in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl on the day after Christmas. KU won that game 49-36. Now it's KU and UNLV tonight in Kansas City, Kansas. Jayhawks are a 9.5-point favorite going into that one. What a game in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Third-ranked Pittsburgh State hosting 21st-ranked Emporia State. Both teams are 2-0. Gorillas and the Hornets, 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. Fort Hays State is ranked number 21 in the nation, off to a 2-0 start. Fort Hays on the road at Northwest Missouri State, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening in the road opener for Fort Hays. The Friends football team is ranked number 21 in the nation. Falcons off to a 2-0 start on the road at Avila tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Junior college football, Butler Community College on the road at Independence. That game at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Dennis Higgins will have the live call of Butler football right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Huge game in Hutchinson for the number one ranked team in the nation. Number one Hutchinson hosting 12th ranked Iowa Central. Hutchinson off to a 2-0 start. That'll kick off at noon tomorrow in Hutchinson. Same day as the Saturday State Fair activities. Big day in Hutchinson tomorrow. The Wichita State Shockers are taking over the Kansas State Fairgrounds on Sunday for Shocker Sunday, including an on-site live show featuring Wichita State special guests during the 11 o'clock hour, 11 a.m. to noon, hosted by Pat Strathman, the voice of Shocker women's basketball and softball. And that'll be on KFH Sunday at 11 a.m., Shocker Sunday at the State Fair. It's week two of high school football in the state of Kansas. Got a big game here in the City League tonight. Northwest taking on East. Both teams are 1-0. That game's at Carpenter Stadium this evening. Other games to take a look at tonight. Kingman hosting Cheney. Both teams are 1-0. Big game. Marion on the road at Douglas. Both teams are 1-0. And in six-man football, number one ranked Cunningham hosting Peabody Burns. Both teams are 1-0. Baseball, the Kansas City Royals spend the weekend in Pittsburgh taking on the Pirates, 5:30 p.m. today, and that game is on 1330 a.m., KNSS, and then noon tomorrow, 12:30 Sunday. Those games on KFH. The Royals right now with a 5-game lead for a playoff spot with 15 games to go in the season. We're down to the final 3 games of the season for the Wichita Wind Surge. Minor League Baseball, 7:05 tonight downtown at Riverfront Stadium, post-game fireworks, and the first 1,000 fans. There's a friendship bracelet giveaway, and there's a clear bag giveaway.
I'd like to have both.
Big stuff tonight. Yeah. 6:05 tomorrow night. First 1,500 fans get a Wichita Windsurf T-shirt hoodie tomorrow night's
hoodie.
Game. And then the big last game of the season, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon downtown at Riverfront.
Yeah.
And we have racing at 81 Speedway tomorrow night in Park City. Tomorrow night, you've got... Public Safety Night and Weekly Points Racing at 81 Speedway in Park City tomorrow night. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
And in just a few minutes, we're going to talk with Brian Schultz. He is the general manager of the Kansas State Fair.
Very good.
And House Call for Health is coming up. A new generation of face masks. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Friday morning, the 13th of September, 62 degrees. A child's body has been found buried in a backyard in Rose Hill. Officials say the remains were likely buried for several years, and they are not connected with any known reported missing persons case. Police Chief Taylor Parlier says the investigation began Tuesday evening when officers responded to a person in distress call near Rose Hill Road and Rosewood.
This is incredibly fast at the moment. From finding out, we responded to a call where we didn't expect to find this until finding the body.
The adult was taken to an area hospital in serious but stable condition. Police are investigating it as a homicide, and they have a list of potential suspects. An autopsy will be done to identify the child.
A teenager who is accused of stabbing to death his mother in Florida was freed last year after charges were dropped in the fatal shooting of his father in Oklahoma. Sheriff Grady Judd in Polk County, Florida, says the teen stabbed his 39-year-old mother Sunday. Investigators say the teen was previously charged in the death last year of his father in Lincoln County, Oklahoma. Court documents don't indicate why the murder charge there was dropped. Judd says authorities could not find any evidence that disputed the teen's claim of self-defense in shooting his father. Then he went to Florida in March of last year.
Federal safety investigators say a loose cable may be to blame for the collision that destroyed a bridge in Baltimore.
Federal safety investigators scouring the cargo ship Dolly after the Baltimore bridge collapse say they found a loose power cable in the ship's electrical system. When they disconnected it, there was a power failure on board the vessel, similar to the one that knocked out the ship's steering mechanism in late March, only moments before it slammed into a support column of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to fall, killing six men who'd been working on the bridge deck. The inspection documents don't draw any conclusions. That will come later when the National Transportation Safety Board issues its final report on the crash. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Firearms remain the leading cause of death for children and teens.
A new report from the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions finds that for the third year in a row, firearms were the leading cause of death for those ages 1 to 17 in the United States. In fact, the report concludes that child and teen gun deaths in the U.S. increased by 106% since 2013. The report also finding that black children and teens were disproportionately impacted. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The annual awards for the most ridiculous scientific achievements have been revealed.
The winners of the 34th annual Ig Nobel Awards have been announced, celebrating several recent and absurd scientific discoveries. Among the winners, Japanese scientists observed several animals could absorb oxygen through their backsides. Researchers aimed to discover if the technique, however uncomfortable, could also be used to treat human respiratory failure. On the military front, past U.S. research was honored with an Ig Nobel following a study to determine if pigeons could help guide missiles. That idea was not for the birds. Other notable experiments include a dive into the age-old question, does a person's hair swirl in the same direction in the northern hemisphere as it would if they were living in the southern? Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Quiet conditions continue for our Friday as we get ready to head into the weekend. Winds are going to be light early this morning, but that southeast breeze is going to pick back up to 10 to 20 miles an hour. High of 89 degrees. Still staying pretty warm out there, too. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now clear sky, 62 degrees. We have an east wind at 3 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Steve and Ted are going to be in Hutchinson Saturday night for the Senator Roger Marshall Town Hall. Ted and I will be helping with doing the questioning and so forth. And the show is going to be broadcast live right here on KNSS. We'll be there at 6 o'clock Saturday night at the Encampment Building. And we have a special guest this morning with us, and that is the general manager of the Kansas State Fair. Brian Schultz is with us. Good morning, Brian.
Well, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. I'll bet you're in a pretty good mood. You guys have had awesome weather up there this week.
We have absolutely had awesome weather, yes. And in a great mood, absolutely.
And what's been the highlight so far? Let's look at it this way. Have you got any idea how many visitors you've entertained? Because I know you were shooting for 400,000 this year.
Yeah, I'm waiting for our ticketing department to open up this morning to find out how the last 2 days were. But, you know, we've remained steady. We always know that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are kind of a little lighter time. But today, you know, we've got the two Super Bowl trophies coming in from 2 to 6 today, and we know that's going to be a huge draw, plus all the entertainment. Tomorrow we've got Riley Green and Ella Langley on the grandstand, and just so much stuff going on here at the Kansas State Fair, so we're hoping people will come out and visit.
I had a debate with someone the other day. I can't remember who it was right now, but I mentioned the pig races, and he said, well, they don't have those anymore at the State Fair. Now
they're back.
They're back. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Bigger and better than ever.
We found a spot for them over right by the petting zoo where the camel's at and all that stuff. So we got them all together and, yes, have been a huge attraction again here at the Kansas State Fair.
How's the chow this year?
Oh, it's amazing. All the new stuff that's out there. You know, we've got quite a few new products. So get out to our website, kansasstatefair.com, and check those out. And, you know, from the pretzel wrap pickles to the quesadilla, s'mores quesadilla, and all kinds of, the food has been just phenomenal. The lines are very long, so, yeah, come out hungry, too.
Did you say pretzel wrapped pickle? Was that it?
Yeah. Yep.
How does one do that?
You know, it's a pretzel spear, I believe, and they wrap it in a pretzel dough and bake it off. And I've heard it is fantastic. And then there's like a pretzel, a pickled corn dog, I think, is some of the other ones. So there's some very unique things that are out there this year.
Oh, sure. Now, is this your fourth year as GM?
Yes, it is. Yep.
So what do you think so far? You think you're going to stick around for a while?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely love it. We have a great board of directors. We've got a great staff. We've got a great community that loves having the Kansas State Fair here and just very, very happy with everything that's going on.
I know, do you want to mention, have been any problems with security, anything like that? I know the Highway Patrol is there every year.
Absolutely, yes. We are blessed to have the Highway Patrol here. We've taken a few extra security measures, putting more lights up out in the parking lots. We've been working with K-State and KDOT and on the weekends, now starting tonight and tomorrow and Sunday, we have drones that fly over. It's more for making sure that there are no issues out there in the parking lots and then just overall safety. We've also, like I said, increased the lighting, increased the cameras. We just want people to, when they're coming to the Kansas State Fair, to know that it'll be a safe place for them. And, yes, again, our Highway Patrol have been amazing and keeping people out here.
Have you encountered any visitors from exotic places like the other side of the world or maybe Nebraska or someplace like that?
Actually, I met with a gentleman yesterday, and this was his 80th fair. We sat down for about 40 minutes, talked about the fair industry and all the different ones that he's gone to. He's based out of, I believe he said, Wisconsin. But he was spending the day here, yesterday and part of today, and then he was going to jump in the car and go down to the Oklahoma State Fair for a few days and then head down to Texas for the State Fair of Texas.
It was his 80th fair or his 80th Kansas State Fair?
80th fair that he has traveled in the last couple of years. But we did have a gentleman here yesterday, I believe. This is the first time in over 80 years he has not spent all 10 days at the Kansas State Fair. He had a little bit of an illness this year, so he wasn't able to make it out all 10 days, but made it out yesterday. So we did a little story on him, and it's a wonderful feeling to have people that are that dedicated to coming out to the fair.
How's your staff holding up? Everybody still in a good mood? Your workers?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, we talk about the number of wake-ups that are left. So we have two more wake-ups to finish out the fair, and then we come back into cleanup. So everybody seems to be in a good mood and just happy about how the fair is turning out.
Yeah, the farmers in Kansas, they probably show up at your door there about 4:30 in the morning. But what time do gates open, actually?
We start with there are a lot of people walking around way even before that. So, we've got different days starts different gate hours. Like for the next week or next weekend here, it's at 7 a.m. and then we close at 10 o'clock. That's the admission part of it. The gates are open until 11 o'clock. And then Sunday we close at 6 with the closing of the Kansas State Fair.
Right. And all the stuff that you've told me, everything, the one thing I retain is this. The pig races are back. And
yep.
Hey, Brian, thanks for talking to us this morning. I know you're a busy guy.
Absolutely. And, well, I appreciate you guys and all you do for us. And, people want to see what's going on, go out to KansasStateFair.com or download our brand new app. Kind of tells you everything that there is out there. Wayfinding tells you where your favorite food is at. And it's just a great tool to have in your pocket when you're coming out.
All right. Good luck this weekend. That's Brian Schultz, General Manager of the Kansas State Fair. Steve, at 10 in the morning, coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update. Local retirement and senior living communities experiencing a growth spurt. That's on the way. Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve, 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:47 here on this Friday the 13th. Three big things.
Three.
Child's body found buried in a backyard in Rose Hill.
Two.
Police looking for a hit-and-run driver after bicycle rider killed in South Wichita.
One.
After the big debate, Trump and Harris hit the campaign trail. That's three big things with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras right now showing that daily backup that we get because of the road construction. This is northbound I-235 approaching I-135. And, of course, that road construction there. We've also got a stalled out vehicle southbound lanes there. And that is just a little ways west of the Broadway area there on southbound I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 88 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low is 62, and then on Saturday, sunny again. Tomorrow's high, 87 degrees, now clear. East wind at 3 miles per hour, 62 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day. From 10 till midnight, get half-price pints and $7 signature old fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, coming up Sunday night at 7 o'clock, the John Whitmer Show right here on KNSS. John is with us this morning to give us a preview of what he's going to be talking about this weekend. And it might start at 7 o'clock, John, or maybe a little later. What do you think?
Probably a little later. That post-game show depends on how quickly the Chiefs can take care of the Bengals on Sunday, but we'll be on right after, so just stick around after that post-game show.
All right. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and see. I think I know what you're going to say. Who won the debate this week?
Well, you know, I would say certainly not the moderators. We'll go that far. I mean, you know, when your moderators are fact-checking the participants, and particularly only one participant, I would say ABC was definitely the loser. But you know, I'm not the expert on these things. Fortunately, I have my good buddy Curtis Houck from Newsbusters, who'll be with us on Sunday, and we'll let him make that call. But it was, you know, if you watched it, it was, you know, made for some good TV, I guess. I didn't much care for the debate, but we'll see. I think it's the only one we're going to get, that's for sure.
You're going to have, you're going to be talking about the USD 259 vote that we're possibly going to get coming up in February on that bond issue, right?
Correct. Correct, yes. Kathy Bond, who's actually the only member of the school board to vote no, will be with us on Sunday. And as you know, they put the, they voted to put that bond initiative on the ballot in February. And she'll be with us to kind of explain why she voted no. And what's interesting is Kathy will be the first person to tell us that that she actually supports the idea of a bond. She just doesn't like the way this is formatted. She doesn't think it's necessary to raise property taxes. She thinks it could be done without having to renew the bond, which is a tax increase. And she's just got a lot of issues with the current plan. And so I'm really interested to hear what she has to say. And a lot of her issues are process issues. You know, the, for example, they're spending $316,000 of our money to market us to spend more of our money on a tax increase. And I, you know, I'm one of those who never likes the idea of spending taxpayer money to lobby the taxpayers for more taxpayer money. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from Kathy on Sunday.
All right, John Whitmer Show, 7 o'clock Sunday night, or whenever the Chiefs game is wrapped up. John Whitmer right here on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. 7:51 now with Steve and Ted. And Microsoft email access was down for a while because of a bug.
Fox on Tech.
Another bug cripples Microsoft, at least for a few hours. Thousands of Microsoft 365 users reported being unable to access Office apps and emails Thursday morning, with most of the complaints to the website downdetector.com focused on Outlook. Considering how many businesses, large and small, are dependent on the Microsoft service, which includes video conferencing app Teams, this led to a real halt in productivity. Microsoft themselves acknowledged the problem and that it was investigating, and later claimed to have mitigated and maybe even resolved the outages, putting the blame on an internet service provider. The outage comes in a week when Microsoft acknowledged an update bug, leaving users vulnerable to cyber attacks, and as it holds a cybersecurity conference discussing the CrowdStrike bug, crashing Windows computers around the world this past summer. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Stocks closed near record levels Thursday.
The major averages finishing higher as tech stocks advanced and investors digested a slightly higher than expected producer prices data, which is reinforcing expectations for a 25 basis point rate cut from the Fed. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending in the green, with tech the best performer. All of the Magnificent Seven stocks ending higher today. Chip makers rising, with Nvidia and Broadcom leading the charge. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Home Depot, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Amgen, United Health Group, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow rising 235 points, the Nasdaq up 174, S&P 500 up 42. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. With the pandemic's shutdown subsided, Wichita's retirement and senior living communities experiencing a growth spurt. Since last December, Wichita-based Legend Senior Living has acquired a dozen properties for senior living projects. Company President Matt Buchanan said. Buchanan's company has five senior living facilities in Wichita that provide assisted and independent living, memory care, and rehab services. The Regent in the 2000 block of North Webb Road, ranking sixth on the Wichita Business Journal's latest list of retirement communities with 115 units. Monthly cost ranging anywhere from about $2,900 to more than $6,000 per person. Cindy LaFleur, CEO of Catholic Care Center in Bel Air, said the industry has seen occupancy increase in assisted and independent living because the baby boomer generation wants to age in place.
The 29-year-old Kansas Family Business Forum at Wichita State University is changing its name and mission at a time when family businesses are also going through an adjustment period. A rebranded Forum for Family Enterprise at Wichita State was introduced Tuesday during a breakfast with members at Woolsey Hall, where the organization has been brought back in under the Barton School of Business after 4 years within the College of Innovation and Design. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Ted, today is National Bald is Beautiful Day. Of course, I like to celebrate this. You know, not only does baldness come in many forms, but it also comes with some convenience. For men especially, the cost of hair products and haircuts is reduced.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with a lot of that.
Although, the cost of my haircut has not been reduced. And I got to tell you.
No, you get charged.
Yeah.
It's not like you get charged per hair.
Yeah, my good buddy Mike Watson, he spends
just a flat fee.
He used to give me at least 20 minutes to discuss the issue of the day. I get about 10 minutes now. And then
but the rate is the same.
Yeah, the rate's the same. But he gets, that's all right. He's a good guy, enjoying going there. You know, many men that we know are shaving their heads. The reason,
well, yeah, once Michael Jordan came along,
the reason,
guys,
yeah, I think that shaving, for, yeah. Of course it's convenient for giving a shampoo. And the other thing is, to me, a lot of these guys don't like the look that I have. That you know, the egg in the nest look. They don't like the receding hairline look. They just go ahead and take it off. Seems like it's not that unpopular with the opposite sex. So
have
there you
ever
go.
Thought of that?
What?
Doing that?
I thought of it. My wife said, don't do that.
She said, don't do it. Nope. Okay. All right.
And I always do exactly
you gotta,
what I'm told by my
you
wife.
Gotta, you got to do what the people want.
Because she is in charge. 7:56 now. Steve and Ted coming up. The 8 o'clock hour. We've got a lot of exciting things planned in the 8 o'clock hour, so stay with us. We got Trump and Harris hitting the campaign trail. We're going to tell you about that. A child's body found buried in a backyard in Rose Hill. That's on the way. Ted has special guest on sports today.
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes away from our live weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll preview the big game on Sunday.
Plus entertainment news, the blur.
Yeah, we'll get to all your entertainment news to wrap up the week. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have weekend traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.